Hello, podcast world. This is Robin Harris. I am a revolutionary, political activist, and a political candidate here in Orlando, Florida, Orange County. And I did do a podcast earlier about ballot access, but of course, as you know, I was on a hiatus in mourning. And so I kind of wanted to give a little bit of a campaign update. I just wanted to kind of like zoom in to something that I would like your opinion on, and you kind of tell me what you think. And I kind of want to talk about some Orange County Democratic Black Caucus, what I think were some shenanigans that was pulled, I think it was last week. And so I kind of want to rant about that, kind of sound off. Course, which I did confront the issue and the caucus about that. And so, and I kind of think there maybe have been two things done, and I stand to be corrected. Maybe it's okay to be partisan, even if the race is nonpartisan. I don't know. So, but I stand to be corrected. So, as I said, of course, this is post-ballot access, way post-ballot access, and we're in the primaries now. The primaries are approaching August 28th, and those of you who are listening, if you're living in Orlando, Florida, please get out the vote by the 28th, I think it's 7 o'clock p.m., and of course, my race is a nonpartisan race, and it's District 6, County Commissioner District 6. My opponent is Ms. Victoria Siplin. And if you don't live in the district, or if you don't live in the county, that's okay. If you happen to know me, or if you have gone to my website, which is harrisfor6.org, if you've gone to my website and checked out my platform, if you'd like to pass that information on, please do so. And perhaps you could, since you can't vote, perhaps you know someone here in the county that can vote for you, have them to vote for you for me. And of course, if you live in the district and you've qualified me as your candidate, because I don't think that we should just vote for people because they're Black or because we know them. I think that we should really, you know, pay attention to the issues and see if it lines up with your values and what you believe should be, because you want your voice to be amplified. You want your wishes to be carried out. And that's what we have to really start doing, is to qualify the candidates. So if I'm your candidate, please choose me August 28th. And so with that being said, the Orange County Democratic Black Caucus had this document. I'm not sure whether it was in hard copy as well or just digital, but so I'll call it a document for lack of a better word, that was posted on Facebook sometime last week. And I'm not sure how long it had been out, but it's part of their, I'm sure, Vote the Whole Ballot campaign. And this particular one, it had all of the races that's in Orange County, just Orange County, and it had all of the candidates listed. And so there were different codes that made some difference to whether they had been, I guess, endorsed or heard by the Black Caucus, or just different color codings to indicate various things about each candidate. And I think the color green was the indicator to indicate the candidate and the candidates which were Black. And if you were a non-Black candidate, which pretty much meant that your name would probably just not have any shadings on it. There may have been a few that would not be true for, but for the majority, there was no shade, but it indicated Black versus non-Black. And so in my particular race, myself and Victoria Siplin, we both are Black or African. But guess whose name was not shaded? Yeah, mine. And so I do not think it was an oversight. It just could not be an oversight based on the fact that I'm pretty known as being Black. I have been mistaken for being some type of Latin person, but it just would not be the case in this situation, being that the vice chair, Mr. Russell Drake, knows me. And knows me as far as in passing, as being introduced to me in conversation. So I don't think that that was an oversight, as he indicated. And this indication was not very friendly. It was very abusive, very misogynistic, mansplaining, very insulting, very sexist, very chauvinistic, a whole bunch of other things. There was a thread on my Facebook page last week, and I'm sure it's still there. And if you were to look, I think there's like before that day ended, I'm going to say maybe approximately 150, could have been less, comment. And it was, some of those were because of his arrogance, and it was because of his language and his poor choice of words, attacking people about their vernacular. And so we had all these things going back and forth, people standing up for me, people being appalled at how he carried the whole matter out. Instead of just maybe saying, my bad, let me correct it. It ended up being my fault. It ended up being my fault that I was not known that I was Black, because I had not gone to their office, which I don't know where their office is. And would I go? Never now, of course, but beforehand, I don't know. But I never will go now. So that's what I was told. If you had this, this could have been, this would not have been the case if you had ever thought to come by our office, or, you know, but thanks anyway for stopping by our page. You know, bullshit like that. So, but very unprofessional. And I would expect more from an organization and a leader in leadership. It matters not to me that anyone has a favorite candidate. People favor me. That's fine. That's spirit. That's the spirit of what a race is, what a race looks like. I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. But to be ugly, to these shenanigans, these obvious insults, it's a no-go. It's definitely not what's needed as far as maintaining our political system. These things should not be part of our race. So, it was an insult. It was demeaning. It was very disappointing, because this was not a white person that attacked me, but this was a Black person. And these races, commissioner races, and I think the sheriff's race, perhaps, maybe not. But there are several races that are being voted for are nonpartisan. So, which means that we should be concentrating our energy on the people, the issues, the needs. And I wish that all races were like that, but that's some type of utopia that doesn't exist, because if it would keep big money out, dark money out, it would keep shenanigans like this out. It would keep the attempt to cheat out. I mean, it's kind of low key. I don't know, but it would keep all those things out, the temptation to do so. And the other thing that had happened, the reason why I feel like this was intentional, there was another advertisement presented by the Orange County Florida Democrats, I believe. And I stand to be corrected on all of this. And that, and I would love to be to for that to happen. But this one was presented by Orange County Florida Democrats. And I'm not sure whether it would say that they were Black or whatever, but kind of like the same vibe. And candidates were presented. My whole everything was left off. I wasn't even on the paper. So I don't know even who I would contact. I think I do. And I have about violations of that. But it doesn't seem to be a fair tactic. And at the bottom, it said something like photos were paid for by candidates to be on this flyer, and I'm paraphrasing that, I didn't get any indication that, you know, that if we want to be on the flyer that they were taking an offering, so to speak, or whatever. So I don't know that to be the case. But I kind of felt like it was a tactic, a ploy. I feel like these things were intentionally done because I have kind of chosen to go against the establishment, the status quo, the petty bourgeois. And I tend to speak to those things which many dare not to speak, i.e. the police tactics or the over-policing. I speak about not taking money from corporations such as Disney so that I can speak freely. And so, you know, those things have kind of been, people have kind of made fun of that or whatever. But I refuse to be a cookie cutter candidate. And so we've upset some people. But I'd like to know, what do you think about these shenanigans? What do you think? How do you think we should handle those things? What do you think? Sound off. Thank you for listening.